You see what God did with an old, just old country boy from Bonifay, Florida. It's dead. Probably like me, one of the least ones that somebody would have said when he was in school here, he'd ever be living for the Lord. But God, who's rich in mercy, were in his great love that he loved us. His loving kindness, I want to thank God for it. Got your Bibles this morning? Turn me to the book of Luke, chapter number 16. Luke chapter number 16. Thank you, Brother Sheedy, for sharing with us. Thank y'all for coming, every one of you, this morning. I looked back in some of my Bibles. I looked in the first Bible I had when I started preaching. Really worn, but this I couldn't even find this chapter. It's gone, but it's still in the Word of God. Wore out preaching, and God got dealing my heart this the last few weeks. Until we as a church get a burden, what happens in this? What Jesus tells us Himself. About life after death, or death after death, whatever you want to call it. Everybody don't have eternal life. If it ever gets a hold of us, I'm telling you, we'll be doing some of this, what our brother was just talking about. We'll be trying to get them up and bring them in to the house of God. Luke chapter 16, verse number 19 says, there was a certain rich man, was clothed in purple, and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, was laid at his gate full of sores, desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Rich men also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. He cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus. Let me dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember thine the lifetime. Receive thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and thou art tormented. Besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed. So that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. He said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, thou wouldst send them to my father's house. If I have five brethren, that they may testify unto them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses, and the prophets, let them hear them. He said, Nay, Father. Abraham, if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. He said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Notice what he said in verse number 26. And besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed. So they which would pass from hence to you cannot. Neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Would you pray with us? Our Father, I want to ask you to bless the reading of your word this morning. You said it would return forward, that it would accomplish that that pleased unto you. Father, I pray that it may be so this morning. You said it. I believe it. Quicken hearts and quicken lives. And God, I pray, our Father, they wouldn't want to leave here this morning with that blessed assurance they've been born again. Hallelujah. Into the family of God. In Jesus' name now, God, hide us behind the cross of Calvary. Speak to us and through us. Glorify your Son. We do pray in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. He said, besides all this, there's a gulf fixed between us. You can't come to us. We can't go to them. That's something to really think about. It is. But he said in this passage of scriptures of a certain rich man. The Bible says in verse number 19, which was clothed in purple and fine linen. And the Bible said he fared sumptuously every day. Every day. Listen, you notice in this passage of scripture now, he didn't, this rich man didn't die and go to hell because he's rich. Neither did the poor man here, Lazarus, die and go to heaven because of paradise because he was poor. But it said about this man, there was a certain man. Now they don't say it's a parable here. Some people says it is, some say it don't, but they don't say it is, so I don't say it is. But it said there was a certain man here, certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate. Somebody laid him there. Probably was crippled. I only don't say he was crippled, but somebody laid him there. If you're not watching, you'll read that verse and you'll read it and say, just lay at his gate. But it said, was laid at his gate full of sores. And he was desiring to be fed with the rich from the table of the rich man. But you think about this passage of scripture. Here's a picture of so many people living in the hour that we're living in. Here we find, in this passage of scripture, we find a man that had anything and everything that you could imagine and want in this life. I read another verse of scripture, a reference to another verse of scripture, talks about the same thing. It says that this rich man here was doing. He had everything he needed in this life. He was the one with plenty, but after this life was over, he became the beggar, and the beggar became, listen, the one that didn't have to beg no more. He had everything in his hands, everything in his place. But I'm telling this morning, if we don't get a hold of what the scripture's saying in the Word of God, listen, the death is not the end of it. We find in this passage of scripture, you see, sorrow without relief. You see, misery without hope. And death, without end. There's no end to it. Listen, if you're out of Christ, there's only one thing. And I'd like to share with you a little bit this morning. On the bridgeless gulf, he said, you can't get to where we are. We can't even take them to water. Lazarus said, he was a beggar now. He wasn't Lazarus, but the rich man was a begging. He said, Lord. He said, Abraham. He said, Father. Even called him Father. He said, Abraham, would you just send Lazarus and let him dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue? He said, I'm thirsting in this flame. I'm telling you, heaven's a real place. And you think about it, the certainty of heaven. It's as true, it's as real. Is what you're looking at, anything in here, more real. Hell's a real place. And you don't want to go there. I'm warning this morning. God's a warning. His word's a warning. You don't want to go. Please don't go. Don't go. And this man, when he got in hell, he sure didn't want his brothers coming. He said, Father Abraham, he said, I'll tell you what. Just send Lazarus. Then just dip his finger. One little drop. Come put it on my tongue. Your mouth ever get dry? You ever get thirsty? There ain't nothing to compare to what I'm talking about this morning. Nothing. I've never had anyone really. I've had a few say, well, I'm going to have a good time in hell. You know you're not. I've never had anybody tell me they just really wanted to go there. Most everybody I ever talked to will tell you, I'm planning on one day getting right with God. Plenty of time it sent more people to hell probably than anything else, thinking they got plenty of time. It's sad, it's sorrowful, and it's an awful thing to put off getting right with God. There's only one bridge between God and fallen man. Jesus Christ. He's only bridge. He's only hope. He's only way. That's the only bridge. But when eternity comes, there'll be no more. Hey, there'll be no more way to get right with God. Oh, my heart's heavy. Rich man had everything this life could offer. Someone was telling me the other day about some different people, and I won't call their names, how many beans they were worth. And not just one bean, hundreds of beans. Blows my little old mind. But here was a man, had everything life could offer him. Yet, he did not have God. And here is a poor beggar, Lazarus, been laid at his gate. Just all he wanted, all he desired was crumbs. It fell from the rich man's table. But listen, what a difference after death. So first of all, I want to say, in this you see the rich man in hell. He cried. Did you know we read where he what? Prayed. He said, I pray thee. He prayed. He cried. And you know what he said to him? Remember. He could remember in hell. You'll be able to remember this day. If you don't get right with God, if you're not right with God, you remember throughout eternity. Some old preacher got up and told you that you would die and go to hell outside of Christ. You remember through eternity. It'll know you through everlasting eternity. What an awful place. I tell you, one thing that stirs my heart about hell, so listen, thank God there was a preacher back in August of 19, this is August fixing to be, August of 1965, that would get up and preach. Hell was real. Hell was a little fire. Hell was a place of torment. Hell's an awful place. He got up and preached, and God got a hold of my heart, which I dreamed I died and went to hell. And God has said to me, you must preach it. So, it's real. Some of you heard me tell it. My daddy didn't used to set up. Some of me and back in would set up with people at home. He even set up with them if they took them home in the casket. This one they were setting up with, they were expecting to die any time. He was supposedly to be an infidel. You know what he told them earlier? I don't believe in what none of y'all say. I don't believe there's a God. I don't believe there's no hell. Nor no him. But guess what? He hadn't turned over in several days. But guess what? He rolled over and said to him his last listen thing that he said to him. Rolled over his eyes. Like he said, all kind of fear in his heart. Fear in his eyes. And he said, is this a hell y'all been telling me about? And he died. And Brother Henry was in the whole hospital up here one night. We'd gone up our visiting way back in the 70s. We went in to see this one man. I can't tell you who he was. Don't remember his name. But I can tell you what he was doing. He was started crying. There's a fire in here. And we told the nurses what he was saying because we had a sense of what it probably was. But they come in and we all tried to tell him there's no fire in this room. We tried to tell him about the Lord, tried to pray. But all he could say, my feet slipping into my face, a fire, I'm falling in it. And I'm slipping in it. Now I yet believe he was seeing where he was going and slipping in. Hell's a real place. It really is. It's a place of torment. It's a place of fire. You ought to read three times in the book of Mark, chapter number 9. Won't take time to go read it. But if you read it, he talks about it. If your eye offend, you pluck it out. In three different verses, and out of that verse, it says, verse 44, 46, and 48, I believe, says, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And before that verse, each time it says, if a foot offend you, or a hand offend you, or if your eye offend you, pluck it out, cut it off. Better than going, and it's better to go in this life halfway. With it missing. Then what he's saying was, you better get rid of all them old sinful habits and sinful ways and listen and get rid of them. Hey, that song in the song, it was a perfect song. The devil offer you everything in the world and turn around and laugh at you. He will. Young people, hey, boys and girls, this world ain't got nothing to offer you. Listen, compared to what Jesus Christ has got to offer you. Hallelujah. You say, well, I'm saved. I don't need to hear a message on this. Well, thank God you are. But can I tell you something? If you're here this morning, thank God I know you. Majority of us, most of us are, thank God, saved by the grace of God. But I hope and pray. Now, I'm not trying to scare you up going there because you got your ticket going a different way. And thank God for it. But I'll tell you what God needs to do. Stir us up to go get those that are lost. Like our brother was telling about. Amen. Yeah. Amen. And so he said something here. Verse number 22, and came to pass. He cried out. Look at verse 26. Look at verse 25 first. Abraham said, son, remember, thine lifetime receiveth thy good things. Likewise, Lazarus, evil things. But now he's comforted, endowed, tormented. Oh, my Lord. All the comforts that he had in this life. And thank God we got a lot of them. I was reading somewhere the other day, even in the heart of the earth, how they take us out, I don't know. But they got all kind of way they can do stuff now. It said even the heart of the earth, the temperature is 455 degrees Fahrenheit. That's hot. That's real hot. I know the Bible said hell beneath has enlarged itself. Meet them in the coming. I'm telling you, folk, hell's a real place. But notice what he said now. Verse 24. Look at verse 24 too. He cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And send Lazarus may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. I'm tormented in this flame. Now look, jump to verse 26. I want to look at this just a few moments. And besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed. So they which would pass from hence to you cannot. Neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Hey, you know what he's saying? Can I tell you something? He was saying to him, Brother Donnie, he said, I'm going to put it in our everyday language right now. You won't be able to leave where you are and go tell them. That's over. He said, just send Lazarus down here. He said, no. They can't pass down here. They cannot come down here where you are. If you won't get, you just can't do it. He said, I'll tell you what. Send Lazarus back over there. And warn my brethren. Send somebody. That's what he's praying about. He's sending. I'm going to tell you, if you want to go warn some brothers, it'll be too late. You see? He couldn't go down and put no water on his tongue. They can't cross the gulf. He said, well, send him back over there and let him warn my brethren. He said, they're sure they'd believe him. He said, no. If they don't believe Moses and the prophets, neither will they believe though one rose from the dead. Let me tell you something. What did they do about Lazarus? The other Lazarus. Thank the Holy Ghost. You think about it. God raised him from the dead. Jesus called him right out of the tomb. Did they want to listen to him? No, they wanted to kill him. If you won't listen to the Word of God and his prophets, wouldn't listen to one come back from the dead. I've had people tell me, well, somebody just come back and tell me what it's all about. They don't have to, honey. Sometimes we all get a little interested in thought come to us. I wonder what. I had people ask me. I'm so near dead for days. Some people ask me, say, what did you see? Well, no, the Lord didn't let me see anything. He said, well, and he didn't. Now he let my grandma see a few things. He does some people. Let her hear a few things. Pretty music. See some people shouting and praising God. But that's in the good place. That's for the Lord, our wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. So not only can Lazarus couldn't go cool his tongue, and not only could the rich man get out of there, No crossing. Great gulf. And I'll tell you something. This is one no man ever be able to build no bridge over. This is one no man ever be able to make a crossing. Pass it. Jesus said he couldn't. It won't be done. But I want to say there's some things too also. There's some things that can't come from one place to the other. Aren't you glad? All the wickedness and sin, and believe you me, it's going to be down in the pit with all those that go there. But it's not going to cross and come over into the place where God's young'uns are. Hallelujah. Nothing evil and nothing sinful is ever going to enter into where God is and where we are with Him, thank God. I'm glad that's not the people can come. All sin shut out. Thank God and the devil shut out. Did you know several times in the Bible it talks about, listen, the bottomless pit. Did you know what the Bible says? Listen, there come an angel from heaven with a key in his hand, and he brought a chain in his hand, and he gets that old devil, that old dragon, and he chains him, and he puts him in the bottomless pit and locks him up for 1,000 years. Woo! I'm glad to be locked up, glory to God. And we'll be reigning with Christ. Be a good day, won't it? You're going to put him in that bottom of this pit. I thought about it. Ain't no way they can stack on one another and climb out either because there ain't no bottom in it. You know, you've seen people get on top of one another, on top of one another, and try to get out. Climb out. Just no bottom. It's a bottomless pit. Did you already know about the last chapter of the book of Isaiah, about the last verse? You know what the Bible says he's going to do? They're going to go and look on those. Guess who they're going to be looking at? Them that's in that pit. That's being in the fire and being tormented. I'm going to tell you something. When you get into heaven, you'll never be able to cross it, but God's going to let you see. What you really missed. And He's going to let you see what you really gained. Huh? They said Charles Haddon Spurgeon, he said his mama told him, boys, no wonder he's the preacher he was. Said, son, if you don't get right with God, at the judgment day, I had to say, amen, Lord, when he cast you into the pit. Man, that'd be hard, wouldn't it? What was she saying? She said, I'm taking sight with God. But guess what? They did. Got right with God. And both of them was preachers. Amen. One of them pastors where his daddy pastored for years. And you know what? But she took a stand for God. Hallelujah. What a Savior we have. What a Savior. And so listen, not only can we not cross over there, but thank God that nothing out of that pit is going to cross over and mess up our blessed place in heaven. Thank God. Well, the only thing I can think of or imagine there's any likeness about heaven and hell. You say, what in the world are you talking about? How could there be any likeness? Well, Don, it's simply this. Both is eternal. That's the only likeness. Everything else, contrary, different, opposite, between black and white, between heaven and hell. But thank God. Thank God. Listen. We'll never, never have to worry about sin no more. Hallelujah. Well, there's some things in heaven. I want to just name two or three of them. It won't ever be in hell. One of them, listen, it's eternal darkness. Won't ever be no light there. We'll always be in the light. Hallelujah. If you just stop and let the Lord speak to your heart and see the difference in heaven and hell. No light in hell is eternal darkness. In heaven, it's eternal light. And guess what? We won't even need the light of the moon, the sun, the stars. The Lamb's going to lighten that wonderful city. The Lamb's the light thereof. Hey, and guess what? Listen, they won't have a drop of water in hell. Guess what? We're going to have a river flowing. Now you mean to tell me you'd rather live for the devil, die and go to hell where you can't get a drop of water, or had you rather be feasting from the trees, fruit from the trees of tree of life, that's flowing from the throne of God, a river. Hallelujah. There's no water in hell, and heaven's full of water, the river of life. Well, I come keep getting around and getting in that thing. But you know what? I'm so glad. Now that preacher was preaching on hell. He preached her hot. Preached the fire. Preached it to a place of torment. Every time I hear of a young person, tickler, get killed in a wreck, dying young, well, there my heart aches. I wonder if they got right with God. Or I wonder if they thought they had plenty of time. Hey, today is a day of salvation. You don't have the promise of tomorrow. But there be no light in hell. Heaven's a place where there's never no night. Eternal day. Glory to God. Amen. There be. Hallelujah. Did you know there'd be no rest? The Bible said the wicked like the troubled sea, who casts up his mire both day and night. There's no peace, said my Lord, to the wicked. And listen, there's no rest in hell. There's none. There won't ever be none. Heaven is a place of rest. This in heaven's not going down there. That down there's not coming up there. Neither can people cross. Neither can these things move from one place to the other. Two opposites. There's no peace, said my God, to the wicked. Never be none. Torment, torture. No joy there. None. No life. Did you know what it is? Did you know what? Hell's translated in the Hebrew, I guess, Hades. But you know what? When it said death and hell, delivered up? Did you know that the souls that died and gone to hell, Hades or hell, did you know they coming forth? And the body's coming out the grave. God's going to give them a body. They're going in it and stand before the judgment of God. At the great white throne judgment. Is your name written in the Lamb Book of Life? As one song says, they'll be crying out, look in the book again. But I'm going to tell you something. My master don't have to look again, does he? He knows if it's there or not. You don't. We do by faith. Did you know, this blows some people's minds. But I read a verse. I said, well, it does say that. Book in the names in the book of life from guess when? Brother Darlington, foundation of work, foundation of the world. You say, well, he's got my name in there. And don't need me to worry about it. See, he knows if you're going to move or not. You don't fool God. You don't know. By faith we know now. That's it. We're born again. But if your name, listen, if you don't know that your name's written in the Lamb Book of Life, we believe it. We know it's in there by faith. Thank God for it. What a Jesus. Where's your name? Where's your name? So there's no life. You know why? Bible said, blessed and holy is he that part in the first resurrection. For over him the second death hath no power. He said, preacher, what is the second death? Read Revelations 20. It's a lake of fire. Death. Guess what? While those had never come to Christ, those have never come to Christ, the Lord Jesus, die that way, or if he comes before your death. While you're there in that place of eternal death, thank God we saints going to be enjoying eternal life with our blessed Lord. What a Jesus. Would you stand with me? Praise God. Hallelujah.